The three stayed in a prolonged hug, which annoyed me a bit, because if that love was less, Ivinka would have not much problem coming to Earth. She proceeded to put the audiophones on their ears. "This is for you, do understand other languages. Where are we? How did everything change and you appeared / we are in the countryside, Gora," exclaimed Klocka, happy to see out of the windows. "I cannot answer your questions, but my friends will. They are in another room here on the side looking at us through a monitor and can hear our voices." "Right. Good evening," Gora Klocka said, one Terry on the microphone. "Are meddling again," said Gora with a face and hostile tone. "Is necessary that you know Ami. He belongs to another world, therefore has an appearance that is not known to you. He is going to enter in that room together with Pedro, who is also of a different world, and with Krato, a friend swammer of your daughter. You are not going to be afraid, right?" "Dewey, yes," exclaimed Klocka, clinging to Gora. "Bah," he said, doing as if he did not give a damn about it. "Then here you go. What fear? Do not be afraid, aunt, my friends are very good. A Terry told us we could already go to them, and the other accompanied us." He opened the door and first Ami went in. "Well, let me introduce myself. I am the famous Ami," he said with a cheerful smile. Gora threw him a little suspicious and friendly look. Klocka showed astonishment and something of fear. The friend touched my shoulder and I understood that it was my time to introduce myself. "My name is Pedro and I come from planet Earth," I said while entering. Then came Krato. "And I am Krato, now I am a swammer, but before I was Terry. I am the first transformed living in this world." Gora looked at him aggressively. "The first traitor of our species, of course, rightly to collaborate with the enemies of Kia." Krato was red from anger and tightened his fists, looking fixedly at the Terry. Ami intervened rapidly. "Calm down, calm down. A few minutes ago you were imprisoned in the center of PP. They were going to question you thoroughly, but we with our advanced technology brought you here. Now you are in a safe place." Gora did not seem to understand the issue. "I had nothing to hide. I do not see why they did not let us be where we were. They would have interrogated us and ready to home. But now we are certainly fugitives in the eyes of the justice. Every time I like this topic lesser. We just want to know what you told the agents of PP," said Ami. "Nothing, they took us away with our mouths taped, got us into a vehicle with hoods over our heads. When we could see, we found ourselves on a sofa in a closed room. There were, and now here we are. That is all." Ami was visibly excited. "Did they not ask you your names? Did they not take your photos nor fingerprints?" "No, gorgeous, it seems that they do not know yet who you are. But my friend the psychiatrist would have told them. Do not worry about that. TH doctor was given a partial amnesia treatment by us. Now he does not remember having met you. He forgot forever that you asked his help for Vinka to stop her fantasies." The Terry instinctively felt assaulted, but the clear and serene look of Ami conveyed peace, which allowed him to see things more calmly, and clearly perhaps for this reason he felt motivated to give an explanation. "Well, I did what I thought would be best for Vinka. How could I permit that a small girl who is under my responsibility walks in the midst of entities from other worlds? How am I supposed to know what are the real intentions of yours?" he said, looking at us with suspicion. "And did you not read the books of Vinka? There appear our true intentions." "Yes, I did last night, but I am not a candid baby. You could be using my niece to spread false information through those books. To make the humanity of Kia think that you are harmless and good, when in reality you belong to a civilization of evil, right?" "Well, kind of. Despite everything, I understood Gora. I was also with similar suspicion when I came to know Ami. That's pure paranoia. If there is any civilization of that type, you would not need to make so many hassles. If it is for giving rein to the, your wife could also be pretending, waiting for your carelessness to kill you. And that her parents pretend to be harmless and good when in fact they were evil. And have you not thought of your friends the same way, of all the people you know?" "No, of course, I know my family and my friends, but who knows you?" "I know them," I went ahead to say innocently, "and they are good. Terry looked at me with suspicion and said, "You are one of them, of course. You are a very important agent in this conspiracy against our world. You managed to seduce Vinca. One knows what kind of monster hides behind that strange look of a helpless child. I was demolished before the dreadful suspicion of Gora. My cheeks were red. I did not know what to say. I believe I felt like crying, but I contained myself." Vinca exclaimed, "Uncle Gora, please," and came to my side to try to relieve me. "Ami also did it. Yes, Pedrito, it is not easy to be a missionary amongst people not evolved with hearts so closed. It is not easy to support the suspicion, the mistrust, fear. But I will tell you a small secret so you can better cope with these situations." He approached my ear and said to me in a low voice, "You have to see them as if they were children, because in reality they are. They have no hatred. You were like them, and now you are more advanced. But do not let them know that you consider them so, because they will be furious." I felt that Ami was right. I tried to look at Gora that way, and seeing his eyes that seemed to make fire, I relaxed. What was behind that gaze was simply fear. Unfounded fear made him see everything as black, made him aggressive and lose the best of life. My resentment transformed into compassion, into shame, into comprehension. Gora stood up, prompting his wife to do the same. He took Klukka by the shoulder and Vinca by the hand and said, "Good, I want to return home," and he headed towards the door. He tried to open it. When he understood that it was impossible to proceed to open it, he screamed, "I want to go hoom." I thought that that gorilla will kill everyone soon. I looked for some place to hide, but there was none. In those moments I heard a powerful and authoritative voice that came from the speakerphone, "Calm down, Mr. Goran. Nobody is going to hurt either you or your family. If you try to do any kind of violent act, we will have to immediately use our technology to deter you and will not be pleasant. So go back to the chair, sit down and relax, because we need to talk to you more on a couple of issues." Upon hearing that, Gora realized that he was not simply with children, a woman and an old man. He calmed down and resignedly returned to the chair. "Well, here I am." Then Ami, in an attitude that seemed reckless, with an innocent smile, sat alongside Gora. Gora, surprised in an act of defense, moved away a bit. The Child of White said to him, "I feel that you ignore the methods of investigation and interrogation of the PP. I am not that fool. Everyone knows that with the subversives, criminals and suspect, they are very aggressive, but I have nothing to hide. I am a respectable citizen attending a pharmacy since many years. My life is transparent, so they would not be acting rudely with me." Ami looked towards the ceiling. "Hey boys, can we see the images of the interrogation of the psychiatric friend of Gora?" "Yes, wait a moment," said one of the camouflaged terrorists from the speaker. Some moments later went on a rectangle in a wall where there was nothing before. There we started to witness the interrogation being conducted on the psychiatrist, who was now tied to a metal table, wet and completely naked. The scene was so violent and cruel, Vinca and Klukka had to look elsewhere. Gora, with wide open eyes, stood pale, and he asked to shut off the screen. It was shut down. "Your friend is also a respectable person with a university degree also, but in front of PP nothing of that counted, especially when he knows something about the advanced civilizations in the universe. Well, it is hard, but it is for our protection." "Bind, Gora." Ami turned to me, "You wanted to know why the authorities hide what they know? I will explain to you my response to Gora later." He turned towards Gora, "You are mistaken, Gora. They have been informed about our true intentions that are simply educative, formative, but they are suspicious and paranoid and cannot believe that something so beautiful can become reality. For them, nothing in the universe can be no better than themselves, so just as you think that everything could be a hoax of ours. But on the other hand, as they already have evidence of our technology, they do not want other countries to have this information, and with that advance towards the scientific resources that we have. For this reason they do not share with anybody what they know, and say that nothing of that sort exists, but secretly search until the last track. We began to understand the great reality. Your friend is going to spend a very bad and long time at the Gora, and it is not known if he is going to return home, neither is known in what conditions. because this subject is of extreme importance to the authorities in the most powerful country of Kia, and the PP in this country is working closely with them. The secret services of that important country has much more information than the PP. A boys project the images of the subterrane of the underground hangar which is under the desert that you already know. Soon appeared a new luminous rectangle in the wall. We were moving towards a crowded corridors of armed guards. We passed through a thick door, then another, another and another, and at the end we were in a great room that seemed like a museum of horrors. Therein glass cabinets containing liquid we saw the bodies of several types of humanoids. Some were frozen. We saw remnants of spaceships, books, manuals with different writing, clothing, costumes of spatial appearance, and an enormous amount of remains of strange devices and mechanisms. Later the screen was closed. Gora was disenchanted now, he had no doubt in him about the reality. Ami continued, "We are not perfect. Sometimes our ships fall, sometimes we have mortal accidents, sometimes we have been captured alive, people from our plants who were injured in some accident and they have been interrogated in depth. This way they learnt long ago here in Kia about the intentions of our civilization, but they cannot believe in such wonder, of course." Gora seemed very confused now. "Let us look at your situation, Gora. If the PP learns of your identity, it is not going to be easy that you can return to a normal life. Do you realize that?"
"But I have don't nothing. Can be, but they do not know that. They just know that you could be a track to bring them to know more about us, so if they catch you they are going to squeeze you without revulsion until your last breath, until the last breath of your wife and niece, and can do very bad things to her to make you talk, or may do bad things to you to make her talk."
Gora lowered his head, pondered a moment and then protested, "Mylfi is discarded, and all because of you. You are mistaken, the mistake is yours. I had warned you not to talk about this matter with anyone, but you did not listen to me and lied to your psychiatric friend that it was all Vinca's fantasies when in truth you knew the reality. Also you tried to violate the emotional integrity and psychology of your niece through the brainwashing which your friend was doing to her. You forced us to intervene to protect her and things have become complicated. PP appeared and here we are."
"The boomerang is the boomerang," said Kratto. Despite the words of Ami, Gora did not feel guilty of anything.
"You should not have interfered in my niece's life."
"Calm down, Gora. It is the other way around. If you read Vinca's books well, then you already cannot ignore the fact that she came to be born in this world with the purpose of carrying out the literary work that she is doing. It was you who should not have put obstacles in her work and in her feelings. Vinca came to me and we embraced tenderly, forgetting everything else. Whenever we hugged each other we forgot the rest of the world." Contemplating the scene, Klocka pulled out her handkerchief, her eyes wet with emotion. "He is tiny, but seems like a nice boy," she said, putting her finger on my lips.
Gora lowered his head again and began to sob, saying, "I just wanted to protect her!" "You should have prepared me gradually to accept so many new truths, understand the situation I am in. That made me emotional." Vinca ran to his uncle and started patting his head.
Ami explained, "That is what I wanted to happen, that you understand things little by little, but Vinca is very impulsive and goofed up. Everything has become very complicated in this story, but do not be discouraged, Goro. Our friendly agents are finding out how much they know about you in the PP. A little luck and they may not be knowing anything, and then to home to work to a normal life."
Gora seemed to revive a little. A little light shone in his eyes.
Is that possible?
How can we know?
Hey guys, how is it going?
They are looking for fingerprints in the psychiatric office, in the car in which they were brought to center of PP, and in the hall where they were imprisoned.
And how is the law of this country regarding fingerprints?
Do they take of only the criminals like in other advanced countries and respect their citizens?
No, here they take of every person when they make documents, and when they make obligatory documents here every citizen is on the file.
Rats.
Guack.
Demons.
Heavens.
But our agents already deleted all traces.
Great.
We all shouted happily, except for Gora, of course. Definitely the PP has no way to know who it was.
We were jubilant and hugged each other with euphoria, but Gora did not show happiness, but he was much calmer now. He embraced Klucka and Vinka, even smiled for a fraction of a second, then resumed his habitual vinegar. 6. Romance Primaveral. Our Terry friends said that now the greatest danger for Uncle and Aunt of Vinka were in that they are a Terry Swam, a couple that was a very valuable precedent for the investigators because it would make the search easier. The first thing that the PP was going to do was to look in the archives of the civil registry of all such marriages, then investigate them thoroughly, and if they should relate to the girl who writes the books on spaceships, then that couple. But the men infiltrated men said that they had already deleted the data related to Vinka's uncle and aunt from the computers of the civil registrar. This they did it with the help of other agents that works in that area. That made everyone very happy. But soon Gora and Klucka returned to sleep. Then again we heard the voices of our friends through the speakers. When you are out of the base we will wake them up. Later the door opened and the terrace appeared before us, took the couple in the stretchers and helped us take them to the ship. When they were made to sit in the chairs of the hall they said us goodbye and we thanked them for their valuable help. They descended and we departed towards Vinka's house, shooting out of the mountain of rock as if it was smoke. As soon as we left Shire Salim, Uncle and Aunt woke up. Ami did not give them many explanations, neither did they ask. The novelty of seeing themselves in a spaceship was too much for them. Klucka got emotional for her first UFO journey and did not want to leave the windows, but Gora said that it was the same as flying in an airplane and it did not interest him to look outside. What kind of person he was without grace, his inner child was completely dead. He had lost the joy and fun of flights above the mountains, valleys and the landscapes underneath the ocean where we dived. "If you stop wasting time we can be home earlier," was his only comment on seeing a group of friendly dolphins playing cheerfully opposite our windows. Sometime later we 6, Ami, Vinka, Klucka, Gora, Krato and I were comfortably chatting in the lounge of the uncle and aunt of my soulmate as the ship waited invisible and alone over the house. Gora and Klucka learned of the stories which Vinka and I experienced together, with Ami reaching the ultimate adventure in search of the permission so that we could go to live together on Earth. But Stonehead is Stonehead despite everything. "It is okay, it is okay. I agree some things which you have showed me, the space life which is much advanced technologically, the distrust our authorities and the interest for that technology and avoiding other countries to learn about it. The other, the famous love and everything else that is debatable. But it is okay. I will bear it like swallowing the pill, because Klucka is already seems like against me. What I do not understand is why these children cannot wait a few years until they are adults, even though they are twin souls," used a sarcastic tone. "If this absurdity was a reality, would you like to see Aunt Klucka only one day a year?" asked Vinka. "Well. No. Okay. But that is different. We are adults." "Well then, the maximum that I can tolerate forcing much of my principles is that this tiny and weak child would come to live with us during her vacations, and that he always comes transformed like a Terry or Swammer with that strange technology of yours that you possess, because with those ridiculous round ears and those eyes and dark hair. I would put a bed in the room that we used as a workshop in the back of the patio so that he can sleep there during those days, and making sure that they never alone. I am respectful man of morals and good manners. I did not like so much mistrust." Unfortunately intervened Ami, "our time and technology is not a tourism service or interspatial romance. Every time the galactic authorities have permitted me to contact with them have done it for pedagogical reasons, all framed within an elaborate plan at level very above me and which have to do with the necessary planetary evolutions, not for sentimental reasons. Even if I wanted to, I would not be allowed to do a celestial walk across the stars carrying people in love. Knowing that made me understand that the future of my sentimental relationship with Vinka had very little protection from above. Their only planetary life matters," I continued to think. "I have very less time to show them some things that they and their readers should know, and by the way, let us see how to solve your plaintive separation problems, but this last matter does not belong to the plan, that is somewhat private. Do the authorities who invented such a plan do not care our suffering? asked Vinka with a gesture of disbelief, shock and derision. Do they care for us, love us, write books and later throw us out there indifferent to our broken hearts? Ami was much more serene. What happens is that the authorities know that you two are inevitably destined to meet either in this life or another. For those who live in planes very close to eternity, a life is equivalent to what we would be for us a week. But they should put themselves in our level and consider our way of seeing time if they are that elevated, I said with irony. They also know that attachment and impatience are contrary to wisdom and also lack of respect, said Ami, looking directly at me, seriously making me feel bad. Okay, I apologize, he continued, and the servers like you are supposed to have greater awareness of eternal planets, a greater detachment and a greater patience. The problem is that you are still kids, that is why you have not yet reached a great contact with your inner being, but that will happen and then you will see that the inner being is patient, wise, comprehensive and sensitive. That same sensitivity allow you to make contact with your soulmate despite the distance and time. But for you that is not enough. Of course not, because I am far away from my inner being, Ami, I said, somewhat annoyed, and the need to have Vinka close. And I too want to be close to Pedro, followed Vinka. That is why we are really trying to soften your uncle's heart, said Ami. We all looked at Gora to make him feel guilty, but he was put on the defensive. Get off of the idea once and for all that I am going to authorize Vinka to go to another world without my supervision. Also, it is not to legal age, forget it, and there is nothing more to talk. I did too much by offering this kid to come here in their vacations. If that is not possible, it is none of my business. I did what I could and I now wash my hands off like Talikis. And now I would like to go rest. These 2 days have been very bad for my life and it is already late. Go lie down in your room, Vinka. This crazy story ends here. You all disappear forever from my life. You have already put me in many problems and dangers, with the authorities continuing to risk my skin with this space entities visiting my house. Good night, gentlemen, has been a pleasure. Until never anymore. I was altered with such harsh words, I became really desperate. Ami also counteracted, although he tried to appear friendly. Wait, Gora, apart from the sentimental problem, I still need to take Vinka and Pedro to know some places. Still, the main information they need to put in their books is to be shown. Can I come for her early morning? I will bring her back at dusk. I said that this story ends here and here it ends. Goodbye. To sleep, Vinka. She looked torn as she was driven forcibly by her uncle to her room. I felt that my soul was splitting into two. Ami asked me to calm down. He said that on the ship we would look for a solution and pushed us gently to enter the beam of yellow light that had just been turned on in the middle of the living room. By the same ray we had arrived from the ship into this room. Through it we went back through the ceiling until the ship invisible above the house. What kind of impolite did not even invite us for a cup of something, not even a miserable cookie, complained Kratu. Where is your grandmother's cake, Bitro? Here it is. Chomp. Chomp. It is not that bad after all this. Crunch. Crunch. Glop. But now it is over. What hunger. And now? I asked Ami in somewhat accusing way. He also did not look very optimistic. Let us go to my cabin and with the heart of a good dish and a few good drinks our hearts will be happy, said Kratto, licking. What are we going to do now, Ami? I insisted. Never before did I see Ami so less happy, so hopeless, so human. I almost regretted for pressing him, but my love for Vinka and my fear of losing her forever in this life was superior than my consideration towards the poor space child. What are we going to do, Ami? What do I know? Exclaimed defiantly annoyed, sitting in his chair looking towards the floor. That made a cold run in my back. I understood that Ami was not God. I remembered that he said that they sometimes have accidents and that sometimes die in those accidents and that sometimes things go wrong with them, and it seemed that it was going to be one of those times. What solution could be there? Nothing. Gora was stubborn, inflexible, rigid, and Ami had already warned, his computer had already said so. Kratto intervened with one of his concerns. And if we kill Gora? For sure you have over there a deadly beam. We turn him into powder and all will be happy. Ami threw a devastating look at him and said nothing. Kratto seemed to have reduced to the size of an ant. But after a while Ami appeared to have had some good idea. It illuminated his face and he said to us, "With so much hustle and bustle I was forgetting what we have to do at this time, so things are solved or improved. Yes, I am a clumsy. My evolution is not much." We looked at him piercingly with our faces full of curiosity and hope. "And what do we have to do, Ami?" "Ask God to help us for sure," he said, extremely excited. But Kratto and I did not believe that this can really be a solution, and it did not move a single hair of ours. He understood that our faith was not at the height of his. "I tell you something, boys." "Yes?" we asked with much enthusiasm. "God exists," he said aloud with great surety and happiness. "And? Let us ask him to help us, of course." "Well," we said, like resigned in front of a movie, hardly funny. He looked at us as if we do not understand. "I want to say that God is a being. Real. Ah. That you are here aware of what is happening. Ah. Hum," said Ami, a bit disappointed to see our lack of enthusiasm. "It is true that in your worlds you reach up to God in the midst of a terror." "What are you saying?" In those moments the ship started to shake. "The mechanisms have failed. We are going to fall," shouted Ami. That filled us with fear. "And what can we do, Ami?" I shouted, holding myself not to collide with the instruments on board. "Nothing. Now there is nothing to do," he said with a face of terror. I realized that my end had come, because we were hundreds of meters high and through the windows were passing clouds at high speed, indicating that we were falling. Another deadly crash of an alien spacecraft. Then I closed my eyes and I began to ask God that my end was not painful, that he should take care of Vinka and my grandmother, and that to make us be born closer in the new life. Kratto also prayed, but aloud, "I ask you to take care of Trask and get someone to deal well with my garden." And in those moments I heard some laughers. The ship had stopped moving. I opened the eyes and saw Ami laughing, looking at us. How wonderful. Only in the face of danger of death God is remembered. There we understood that there was never any danger. Ami caused that to make us remember the Creator. You have a very clear connection of fear and God, but when everything is going good he is not remembered, and neither when you have problems a little lesser than that of death. We understood clearly that he was right. Well, even if you are not in the danger of dying, get close to him in some moments and ask for his help. I repeat, God exists. Now we understood what he wanted to tell us. He took us to the meditation room situated in the back. There was only one small light. Kratto and I knelt down while Ami stood in concentration. I was asking for help and suddenly my chest felt very painful. The cry of Vinka in my chest. And I got a fleeting image. I could see her crying and screaming on her bed with Gora and Klukka on her side trying to console her. I got up immediately. "Ami, Vinka is crying and shouting. I saw her. Then it is real. Let us go to the monitor." We left the meditation room and went running to the command board. Ami switched on a screen. Indeed, it seemed that she was going to have an attack. Klukka was also crying, not knowing what to do, and Gora had a face completely tortured and terrified. I seemed to read his thoughts. He was torn between his sense of what is right and the fear that the girl will die or go crazy forever. "That is good," said Ami with a light of hope in their eyes. "It may also tear the thick layer of hardness from the heart of Gora. And she can even die." I said, hopeless. "No, Pedrito, she is not going to die, although now you prefer to die than lose her. But it is very good that Gora is subjected to these pressures so that the hardness of his heart softens." "That is enough, Vinka," shouted Gora. She remained still like all of us, later turned to him with a look that penetrated him up to the roots of each hair and every tooth. A big sign of interrogation of help appeared to be drawn in air in front of Gora, a great and. "It is okay, Vinkita. It is okay." "What? Can I go to the earth? Are you crazy?" "Buah. Quiet, Vinka, quiet. I do not permit you to leave forever, but to go with Ami until he shows you what needs to be shown." We were left in silence because that took us by surprise. It was not something that made us jump of joy, but rather something. "Did you see? God helped us. It always works. That gives us time, exclaimed happily Kratto.
Yes, I said. Time for what? Asked the same Kratto without knowing why he had said that earlier.
Well. To be with her to see if thing improve, what do I know? I said. So that we go where we need to go, and hopefully by then Gora's heart has softened a bit more, said Ami, visibly excited.
Klocka smiled happily, maybe not because that would be a solution, but because at least the girl could come out of the attack, and for now she was not going to die.